Improving Your Sense of Rhythm, from the book Rhythm, What It Is and How to Improve Your Sense of It by Andrew C. Lewis. There are three realms to turn to for improving your rhythmic sense: the inner world of your own body and mind, the external world around you of sights, sounds, people, and teachers, and third, the realm of physical motion. This book's approach to improving sense of rhythm starts with the resources in our hearts and minds, convenient and always available, including the inner world of the imagination. Many find working with an external resource like a metronome to be the most tangible method, the one that seemingly leads to the most direct results. But all three lead to results. All contribute to the goal of strengthening pulse and improving rhythmic sense, and can be practiced concurrently. If you work on these suggestions, your sense of rhythm will undoubtedly improve. With practice and attention, everyone's rhythm gets better. Improving pulse and rhythm using internal sources. Internal sources for improving rhythm include your imagination, inner pulse, breath, heartbeat, and muscles. Imagination. Improving musical performance occurs in the imagination, and virtually all the suggestions in this book use imagination as part of the process. The first step is to imagine pulse. Inner pulse. Developing the inner pulse is essential for improving rhythm. Sense of pulse is what people usually mean by sense of rhythm. Having a good sense of rhythm entails having the ability to produce a pulse inside oneself without an external musical source and without relying on physical motion. The questions are, how do you do it? What does it feel like? And how do you improve it? Before creating a pulse is entirely in the imagination, creating a pulse is in the physical world, in an outer pulse. Tap your foot or hand, move your head, click your teeth or tongue, snap your fingers, whatever comes naturally to you, and produce a pulse for a while at whatever tempo feels right in the moment. Pay close attention to what you're doing. Note what it sounds like, feels like, looks like. Watch and listen to yourself. Memorize and internalize everything about the action. And then stop what you're doing and imagine doing the same thing at the same tempo, as palpably as possible. Visualize it, hear it in your mind. Got it? There it is, an inner pulse in your imagination. Now try again with another action. Pick a musical motion. Use it to keep a pulse for a while. Internalize it, and then stop moving it and imagine it. There is another inner pulse. It's simple. By the way, I'm going to digress here and tell you that one of the exercises we're going to do is imagining strumming along to famous songs, which we'll do at the end, all right, or somewhere in the middle. Going back to the book now. The more you imagine pulse, the stronger your sense of inner pulse will be. Imagine various motions, various feelings at a wide variety of tempos. The more you develop it, the deeper you feel it, the more you can depend on it during the performance. I find the strongest place to imagine and feel the inner pulse is in the center of the chest, often considered the feeling center of the body. The more work you do there, the more tangibly you'll feel the pulse. Feel, not just in the physical sense, but in the emotional sense. The more you're connected with the pulse, the more of an emotional experience it becomes. Desire, musical expression, and pulse all get mixed together in the center of the chest. Three basic means to develop the pulse in the chest are the breath, the heart, and the chest muscles. I'm not going to go into detail here, but he talks about the breath. Sit and listen to your breath, subdivide it into beats, change the subdivisions, and play around with the rhythm of your own breath. It's an interesting thing. I'm not going to read every word here, but... And then the second one is heartbeat. It's not always, very steady, but it's a good way to develop a sense of inner pulse, Try listening to your heartbeat, maybe not while you're driving, but imagine it in different groupings, like 3-4 or 4-4 or 2-4, whatever. That's some of the things he's talking about here. Your chest muscles, going in and out as your solar plexus, using the diaphragm muscles, it's called the chest pulse. All right, more imagination techniques. Practice music entirely in the imagination, away from your instrument. By the way, I used to do this a lot, and I still, when I was in periods of intense sort of learning, you know, I did this a lot, like when sort of learning new scales or new chords or new chord voicings. You know, I used to go to bed at night thinking about this stuff, and I once heard from a master pianist that he did the same thing. You know, influencing your subconscious is a very powerful thing. So don't dismiss this imaginative beginning to this chapter as something a little too abstract. It really does come into play and can be used quite powerfully. But I'm going to give you a little more guidance than just, you know, that. It's a little vague right now for you listening to this, so we'll get into it. All right, moving on back to the book. Do it whenever you can, i.e. using your imagination away from the instrument, while walking, sitting, standing in a line, or riding the train, plane, or car. It can help if you close your eyes. Think of the music and imagine the pulse. Then imagine the music various ways, such as the following. 1. See music on the page. Watch and hear the notes go by in tempo. This is a very useful one I'm going to comment on. I remember when I was learning, when I was fairly new to jazz guitar, I put on a Mike Stern album, and the song was There Will Never Be Another You, which is, it was called There Is No Greater Love, I'm sorry. And I followed along with my finger on the chart while listening to them improvise, and it was an extremely eye-opening type thing, you know, to force yourself to keep the spot where they are, so it doesn't just sound all abstract. You know, people, when they listen to jazz, some people don't really like jazz because they're unable to follow the form. And at some point, I'd love to do a separate, a presentation on how to follow the form in music, to develop your sense of awareness of the form. But anyway, back to the rhythm. All right, so you had 1, see the notes on the page, watch and hear the notes go by in tempo. 2, imagine your fingers on the instrument and feel yourself performing. 3, perform without touching the instrument, like a mime. 4, imagine watching yourself playing with a strong pulse. Do you like your performance? 5, imagine the instrument playing itself without you there. Hear it and feel it as tangibly as possible. That's a cool one. I never tried that one. I wonder what songs it'll come up with. 6, imagine hearing the music as completely as possible with pitch, harmony, phrasing, and all the colors. 7, change the dynamics, phrasing, and balance in your mind. Hear the piece transposed to another instrument. Do all these as fast as you can. Clearly imagine them. Don't rush it. Oh, I'm sorry. It says, do all these only as fast as you can. Clearly imagine them. Don't rush it. If you're not clearly hearing or seeing all the notes, slow down. Hold the tempo. The slower it is, the better. Digressing here, you know, if I had a nickel for every time I asked a student to slow it down, you know, it would be, let me put it through this way. If I got a nickel for every time I told a student to slow it down, and I had to pay a dollar for every time I invited the student to speed it up, I'd still be a rich man, okay? imagining can accomplish more than practicing your instrument. This is very true. Also, your practice will be more solid and successful when you return to playing your instrument. This process can help you learn pieces away from the instrument, which is useful. At auditions, remember to do a bit of imagining before you dive into playing the excerpt. 1 bar of setting the tempo and imagining the music will help settle your performance. I have to digress here. One time I did a television there was a show in Westchester County. I wonder if it's still going. I think it was just called The Guitar Show with Mike Burns. And I was on the show several times, both as a solo artist and with different bands. And I remember when I was married, my wife's family looked at the video and they complimented me, because some of them were musicians as well. They complimented me for being willing to take, like, you know, 10 seconds worth of silence or something before I started playing one of the tunes. And, you know, when you're on TV, 10 seconds feels like a long time. I don't know if it was really 10 seconds, but it was probably somewhere in that neighborhood. And, you know, 10 seconds of nothing when all the cameras are on and the guy's just waiting for you, you know. Now the cameraman's waiting for you. That can feel like a long time, but I took a minute to get the inner pulse, because it rarely happens to me anymore. But I used to call off tempos at the wrong speed, and then, you know, two bars into it, or even one bar into it, think to myself, oh brother, now we have to play, you know, the song at that tempo, either too fast or too slow, the rest for the next 5 minutes, however long this song is, and I gotta live with it, you know. And so you learn the hard way. So anyway, that's a very useful and true thing. Take a minute and imagine the music. Also, I would add this. Always imagine the hardest part of the music, or sort of the most difficult part. And then, so if you can count the tempo, you know, suppose you're singing a song and the song has a lot of lyrics in one spot, or a tricky phrase of some sort. Imagine that phrase first and use that to count off the tempo. Because if the beginning is easy and the middle is hard, then you may count off the song too fast, and then when you get to the middle, you can't keep up, you know? All right, I'm back to the book now. The imagination is where the most progress can be made. Continue to strengthen and deepen your imagination in as many ways as you can. The following are a few more imagination exercises to deepen your sense of pulse. Just imagine a pulse, and then attach a sound to the pulse. Give the pulse a pitch. Change the pitch while maintaining a pulse. Keep the pitch, but change the sound of it. Hear it played by a piano or a guitar, and then a trombone or timpani. Hear an interval pulse. Create harmonies. Maintain the pulse. Change colors, orchestration, dynamics. Use your imagination to hear a pulse in a million different ways. Imagine a pulse as some physical action. A bouncing ball, a bird's wings, a sphere, or heart pulsing in and out. Waves crashing on the beach. Sheep jumping over a fence, a clock pendulum or a metronome going back and forth, whatever comes to mind. It's nice to do when you're going to sleep. In bed is also a good time to practice imagining your music. See, I didn't even know that was in here. So good, this is good. All right, I'm going to move on. I'm going to actually skip the metronome section for now. We'll come back to it, where you're actually going to do some driving, some exercises while driving. But I'm going to skip to the next bit in the book, which is improving pulse and rhythm using nature and aspects of daily life.